Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Greetings, adventurer. As promised, tonight we travel. The noise fades around us. There is no tavern song, no crowd, just the hush of snow and a single figure on a lonely peak. This figure does not avoid the world. He simply steps away from it to see more clearly. Let us join him where the lantern is lit and the path, though quiet, is waiting. Let us visit the Hermit. Long ago, I chased every sound and shadow, hoping that each road would give me what I was missing. But it wasn't until one winter's night, after too many stories and too little sleep, that I followed no road at all. I wandered into the mountains, thinking only to rest. I wandered for quite some time until I reached the peak. I could see that this peak overlooked the town that I was coming from, and it could see so much further beyond. But on this peak, I also found an old man sitting on a stone outcrop, a lantern beside him, and a staff across his lap. He didn't speak. I sat beside him, and we watched the sun set and we watch the stars dance into appearance. After a long while, I looked at him, and I asked, "Why are you here alone?" He smiled. He turned his head slowly and he looked at me, and he said, "To remember the sound of my own thoughts." I laughed nervously. "Have you found the sound of your thoughts?" "Some. Some are loud. Some are lies. But the ones that whisper are often true." We sat in silence until the sun rose. And as I got up, I thanked the old man for giving me some time just to sit. He looked at me and nodded, and I left. I walked back down that mountain, and I felt like I had met myself for the first time in years. The Hermit card, upright, is the Seeker's pause. It represents solitude, not loneliness, but as a space for reflection. It asks you to withdraw from those distractions, from those noises, from that external validation, so that you may hear your inner voice. The Hermit is the teacher, the wise one, the guide, but not always for others. Often, he simply guides you back to you. This card can signal a time of introspection, spiritual searching, or a moment to rest your soul. It's a moment to turn inward and ask the big questions. Who am I, really? What matters to me? What do I carry that is not mine? It also speaks of patience, of understanding, that not all answers come quickly, and some truths need quiet to bloom. When the Hermit appears upright in a reading, it often suggests a time for inner work. You may feel the need to pull away from the chaos of daily life, social media, busy schedules, even well-meaning advice, to reconnect with your own wisdom. It can point to a spiritual journey or a time of healing. It may also appear when you're being called to act as a mentor or a guide, sharing hard-won insights with someone else who may need them. The Hermit is also about discernment, knowing when to speak, when to stay silent, when to act, and when to simply be. This card is not about retreating forever. It's about returning with clarity. There's a kind of magic that can only reveal itself in solitude. No applause, no audience, just you, your breath, and whatever waits in the stillness. There are those that fear that. There are those that chase it. But those who learn to listen in that silence often return wiser and gentler than they left. I've learned more from sitting in the quiet woods than I have in crowded courts. I have found answers not in other people's stories, but in the echoes of my own. So if you're feeling distant, if you're feeling adrift, perhaps it's not a sign that you're lost. Perhaps it's a call to find yourself again. You may need some time to light your lantern and find where that path begins, adventurer. But the path, I can tell you, begins within. Next time, adventurer, we see what happens when solitude becomes isolation, when wisdom turns to withdrawal. Next time, the lights flicker low as we revisit the hermit reversed.
Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits.
Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now, before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffled, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear. May your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.